I've got several things I could read, several thoughts I could probably go with, and just don't really know which one to use, but I'll just pick one and we'll see what happens with it. Thank you, Lord. In the book of St. Luke, second chapter, I'll start the first verse. It goes like this. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made in Syria, which is governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to do be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn." I thought about that little boy forth, and the first thing they done is they wrapped him up in swaddling clothes. Get up a little bigger, but maybe daddy will want to dress him up a little cowboy suit or something like he looks good. Maybe buy him a little play outfit, something like that. You know, maybe mama will dress a little daughter up like a little princess or a cheerleader or something like that. Yeah, then it'll go on just a little longer. That little fella gets time to decide what he wants to wear. Yeah, he may wear something he thinks he fits. Somebody or something like that, you know. But you know what? Might go on this a little further when he gets old. You know, the things in the world may go to decide what he's going to wear and how he's going to dress. And I thought about it like this. You might know an old policeman named Bob. You know, you may run into him downtown, him on duty with his uniform. Yeah. He made these helpmates. Yeah. And he told them, he said, everything I've got is yours. You're like me. Was a mighty man, and your father.
that still by the day, oh no. And you know what you do? Then the car accident, like, well, this shit works.
Yeah.
up Abraham.
Son, bless his heart.
The Bible said it was the next time.
Yeah.
It was the next time.
Yes.
He was standing there. You know what? He was standing there. He was wanting to see the thing. He was waiting.
Amen.
The Bible says this is a gift of God.
Yes.
Amen. It's not a reward.
Amen.
But it's any man's suppose. No. You know, the Bible says that Jacob, he went down into Egypt and just saved his soul there.
Yep.
You know, he pretty much his handle, his family was saved.
Yep.
He went to Isaac. Don't think that when he got down there, they fell under the rule of the Egyptians.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when God brought them out of Egypt, God brought his hundreds of thousands. You say, Mike, I'm lost. I'm in trouble with God. I said, now forget all about that.
Yeah.
That's just to govern this outside. Man. Yeah. Head your own down good life.
Yeah.
It keeps peace in the land, makes us feel good.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
Another.
Yeah.
That was intended for us to get saved by.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.